Turkish jets return from a sortie in northern Iraq, scores of helicopters are ferrying Turkish soldiers deep into the mountainous, semi-autonomous, Kurdish-controlled enclave to attack bases of the Kurdish Workers' Party. Ankara says the rebels, known as the PKK, are using the bases to attack Turkey. The rebels have been fighting for autonomy in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast since 1984. Retired General Haldun Sulmaz Turk fought the rebels for 8 years and was part of the last major Turkish incursion into Iraq in 1997.
The region we are talking about, mountainous, and in winter time, they have the ability to ambush Turkish units, presumably well-prepared, well-armed, well-equipped. So you need to have reliable intelligence. Now we understand that provided by Americans.
But intelligence is not the only assistance Turkey wants from the United States. Ankara views Washington's powerful diplomatic muscle as just as important to Turkey's incursion. According to Turkish analyst Aman Kulolu, containing criticism of the operation, especially from the Kurdish leaders in the semi-autonomous enclave, is especially important to Ankara.
And I think that the United States will convince the Northern Iraq administration about this issue, because they know that it is very difficult to live in this area without the United States' support.
The first few days of the operation saw little outright condemnation from Baghdad, other than an expression of concern for civilian casualties. Several analysts say that is in part due to US pressure. But criticism is growing. On Tuesday, Baghdad called for an immediate end to the operation, saying it's infringing on its territorial integrity. To help contain criticism, Ankara dispatched its chief foreign policy adviser, Ahmet Davutoğlu, to Baghdad. But Davutoğlu refused to specify a timetable for withdrawal.
There is no timetable until that terrorist bases are being eliminated, which cannot be tolerated neither by Iraqi government, nor by us, nor by international community.
But Washington's apparent impatience over the incursion is important to Ankara. While the United States is supporting the operation, it does not want to alienate the Iraqi Kurds, another important ally. U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates earlier this week made clear what Washington expects from Turkey.
This operation should be very short, it should be very precisely targeted, and then the Turks should withdraw back across the border.
Gates is expected to deliver that message to the Turkish government during talks Thursday in Ankara. While Turkey will be reluctant to be seen as following U.S. orders, it's considered unlikely that Ankara would risk being internationally isolated. With the Turkish military claiming to have hit more than 400 PKK targets in Iraq, General Sulmaz Turk says the operation's objective of dealing a blow to the PKK may be close to being achieved.
Fatal would be too much to describe the possible potential effect, but it would be a major blow, because in any conflict, you do not fight the people. You find the minds and wills of the people. Such a cross-border operation would be a major blow on the will of the PKK.
With international pressure growing in particular from one of its most important allies, time could well be running out for the Turkish operation. Its success may well be judged in the coming months by whether the PKK is able to launch its traditional spring offensive against Turkey. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.